What is channel sales? You're wondering, what the hell is the term channel sales? What does it mean? Well, I've got the answer to that question for you and much, much more on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo, and this is the show that takes you inside business strategy. We share all the insider business secrets with you, and we get to the bottom of all of your questions. Today, you asked me, what is channel sales? Now, here's the thing. If you're a professional services firm, you may never have heard the term channel sales before. If you're a lawyer, a CPA, a financial advisor, mortgage loan officer, a consultant, a coach, you may never have heard the term channel sales. Well, if you're in a big company, you probably heard it and you wondered, what the hell do they do, those people in channel sales? I'm going to give you a definition of channel sales, and then I'm going to give you six things that apply to channel sales that not only are relevant in big companies, but you, sole practitioner, you can use these techniques too. So I'm going to share those six things with you. And then the seventh thing I'm going to share with you today, the final thing in this show, is a success tip. It's powerful. It's a blockbuster. And it's going to help you, regardless of whether you're a Fortune 500 company, a sole practitioner, mortgage loan officer, financial advisor. You're going to love it. So let's dive right into the content right now. So the definition of channel sales, I'm going to look over here off to the side and read it to you. The definition of channel sales is building partnerships to widen reach for your product or your service. So that's the definition. In big companies, they have direct sales. They have people who go out and they sell. Sometimes they have inside salespeople, outside salespeople, and then they have channel sales. And the channel sales folks build partnerships. They widen the reach of the company, and how they do that is exactly what I'm going to talk about with you right now. Step number one, or the first thing you need to think about when it comes to channel sales, is referrals. If you're in channel sales in a big company, you have to figure out ways to stimulate referrals. So maybe you go through the client list and you make offers to bring the clients in to events or for factory tours or for the unveiling of a new product. You do high-level events for the people who invest the most in your products or your services. If you're a sole practitioner, you can think of referrals as one of the byproducts of good relationships. You don't have a channel sales department, but you can put a paralegal, or you can put an administrative assistant, or you can put an intern in charge of stimulating new referrals, and you can use channel sales strategies just like the big guys as a sole practitioner. The second thing, number two in our lineup of channel sales, are affiliate relationships. So if you're Marriott, for example, you have an affiliate relationship with Ecolab. Ecolab sells you all your chemicals for cleaning. They do all your pest control services. They also have loaned you money in the past. They may have financed equipment purchases for you. They may have even invested in some of your hotels. That's an affiliate relationship. So channel sales is responsible for setting up those affiliate relationships. If you're a sole practitioner, or you're a small law firm or a CPA firm or financial advisor, you can have affiliate relationships as well. Financial advisors and CPAs can get together and do joint marketing. Attorneys and bankers can get together and do joint marketing. Realtors and mortgage loan officers can get together and do joint marketing. Those are affiliate relationships that applies to big companies. It also applies to sole practitioners. The third element of channel sales are distributors. So let's say you have a unique product and you want to get it into the hands of more people. Well, your channel sales department, your channel sales team will be responsible for offering other people the opportunity to distribute your product. So how does this apply to people who don't sell products? How does this apply to people in professional services? Well, in the coaching world, like I'm a coach, I coach people on how to grow their revenue, people can take your proprietary process and you can license it to them and they can deliver the content. Or you can have people in larger companies offer your coaching for sale to their clients. They can be a distributor for you. They earn a commission. They get money every time your service is sold and delivered. And you get a new client and you didn't have to do anything to acquire them. So in big companies, channel sales does that. In smaller companies, you could have someone in charge of distributorships and licensing agreements. Just as an aside, if you wanted to, you're a coach out there, you want to license my revenue roadmap system for helping people grow their business, you can do that. You want to see what it's all about? Those of you who are watching want to grow your business and see what my revenue roadmap system can do for you? You can download it right now for free. Just go to this website, revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com, and you can download my system for growing your business fast, just like that. It's free, and all you need to do is download it, and then at the back of the guide, customize it by answering just a few simple questions, and you have your own sales system that's ready to go. All right, number four, the fourth element of channel sales are resellers. So what is a reseller? Well, let's say you had a product and you wanted to get it into the hands of a lot of people. For example, my wife makes the best flan on planet Earth. The name of her company is Wonderflan. And she sells her flan direct to consumers, and she sells it direct to consumers for $30 for a large flan the size of a cake. She also sells it to restaurants who then resell it. So she sells it for a discounted price. She makes a smaller margin, and then the restaurant resells it, and the only cost of goods sold they have is what they pay. They don't pay what they pay for the flan. They don't pay any labor. They don't pay any additional costs to offer that product to their customers. So they are a reseller of the flan. This happens a lot with software. So for example, if you had a customer relationship management system and you wanted to get it into the hands of as many people as possible, you may offer it to technology service providers, people who fix computers, people who do networking systems, and you may say, you can sell our software. We're going to give it to you for $4, and we recommend you sell it to people at $8, but you could sell it at $10 or at $12 a seat, and you will make the difference in the price. That's what resellers do. Channel sales goes out and finds those reseller relationships. The fifth element of channel sales is managed service providers. So let's say you wanted to establish a relationship with people who could service your product afterwards. Let's say you sold cars and you didn't have a service team of your own. What you would do is you'd go to the local garage and you would say, listen, I sell cars, but I don't have a service team. Here's what I'd like to do. For the first year that someone owns a car, I will pay for the repairs. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to give me a discount of 50% off of the normal repair price. I guarantee you, you'll make $20,000 a year off of our relationship. They say, fine. They're the managed service provider for your car dealership. Managed service provider relationships are another thing that channel sales teams establish for businesses. The sixth thing that channel sales teams do is they go out to consultants, people like me, maybe people like you, and they get consultants to recommend their products or their services. Sometimes the consultants get a commission. Sometimes the consultants just get preferential treatment for their clients when they recommend the products or the services. Channel sales teams do all of these things as a way to broaden the reach for the product or service provider. Now, I promised you at the outset of our video a success tip that will help blow the lid off of your channel sales in your business, whether you're a Fortune 500 company or whether you're a sole practitioner. If you want more of these relationships that I described, here's what you can do. That revenue roadmap guide that I had you download, that's my sales system. And most of the time, the people who download that system use it to get to clients, to get to end users, whether they're in B2B sales or business to consumer sales. You can use that same system that you got at revenueroadmapguide.com. You can use that same system to target your channel partners. So let's say you wanted to target affiliate relationships, use the revenue roadmap to target affiliate relationships. Distributors, no problem, use the revenue roadmap. Resellers, you got it. Revenue roadmap has you covered. So you can use that revenue roadmap to get new clients and to get channel partners and use it in your channel sales. If you like this video and you want more where this came from, right below me right now is a brand new video that you can watch on sales and selling. Join me for that video right now.